Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. A state ban on the hemp industry's most popular products takes effect tomorrow. But farmers have had some time to pivot their business models away from THCA or full-spectrum CBD, which includes THC. WPLN's Mariana Bacallao reports on how different businesses are adapting to the new law.
In Reedyville, Tennessee, Lee Crabtree's farm looks a little different. Where there once were rows of hemp, Crabtree has planted a variety of sweet corn.
And even right off the plant, it's just so sweet. It's great. I'm hoping that it sells good.
Inside, Crabtree still has an industrial kitchen from when he made his own CBD goodies. Now, his wife, Stacy, is using the industrial kitchen to chop grapes for her chicken salad. She prefers it to cooking in her home kitchen.
I like it better. I have way more room. And I'm forced to clean up after myself immediately.
In the months leading up to the THC ban, she started selling her chicken salad and pimento cheese sandwiches at a farmer's market up the road.
Because food is a love language. I love to cook. Getting to share it with everybody else makes it a little extra special.
This new chapter of their business is all about trying new things. Like many former hemp farmers, Crabtree has had to pivot.
I'm not making the money that I would have been making, you know, back when CBD was huge there for a minute. It was really good there for a moment. It had its time in the sun.
If these crops don't sell, he says he'll be looking for a job. That's also the reality for employees of larger hemp companies that are having to lay off staff, like Gold Spectrum in East Tennessee. Other companies are moving across state lines to North Carolina.
The state is a lot more hemp friendly out here, so we are seeing what kind of roots we can plant here.
That's Emily Schaefrick. Her company, Burning Acres, moved from Columbia, Tennessee to North Carolina to continue growing.
To uproot your entire, you know, retail manufacturing and wholesale supply chain to another state is definitely racks up a little bit of a bill.
But Schaefrick says she's been lucky in navigating this change. Many smaller businesses have had to close. Mariana Bacallao, WPLN News.
As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org.